We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, Adam Richman, host of Secret Eats on the Cooking Channel. And he has been a two-time, three-time Gio and Jones guest.
Yeah.
And he is the host, of course, of Secret Eats. You've probably seen him also on Man vs. Food, which will be airing, Secret Eats will be airing on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. Eastern and 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We love Adam Richman.
Yes,
Adam, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am excellent, and I have a lump in my throat this whole interview knowing that I am on the penultimate episode. I've actually written a poem for the occasion, so I didn't know if there were interview questions you wanted to ask me, but I did compose something special just for this occasion.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
May I?
Yeah, yes. Please.
In the radio game, some have risen to fame and become radio's glitterati. There has been one pair that is beyond compare, Brian Jones and Greg Giannotti.
Oh!
Gio and Jones, as they're commonly known for humor, insight, and sports, for Coop's picks and for Glee, and interviews with me, and detailed football reports. But as a fan of the fan, it's hard to understand how there are so many greats now departing. It's Gio and Jones, and they're not alone. This friend second, also Craig Carton. But I'm not here for the drama. Save that for your mama. I'm here for Brian and Greg. Guys, your show is so fun. One of the best interviews I've done, and I'm not pulling your leg. So thank you for the chance to join me in your dance and be part of your story. Whatever follows for you and whatever you do, just know you went out with style and with glory. For Bri, the hours were a grind to rise and to shine and to leave the house as early as 3. And Gio, stay with the plan and he stayed with the fan right here in NYC. Now, tell me I'm kooky. Tell me I'm cray. But unless I'm mistaken, I see with Gio and Jones now leaving their home, there's a time slot that's now going free. Now, I wasn't a cult, and I wasn't a saint, and I never went to UT, and I'd be full of it if I said I knew Pitt and it's sports like Reggie G. But one thing is true, and it's out of the blue, but it's something I learned from you guys. If you're smart and have fun, you'll entertain everyone, make them think, and open their eyes. I don't know what fans got, but give me a shot. Yo, producers, just give me a listen. I don't know if it interests you, but this panda-shaped Jew is gung-ho, and he wants to audition. Oh, Greg or dear Bri, please think of me, guys, as I raise my glass and I toast. Two of the best, and whatever comes next, can I guest or maybe co-host? With love and respect from a pain in the neck and a fan of yours till the end, whether on air or in life, in good times and strife, I remain not only your fan, but your friend.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
Adam, awesome, man.
That was one of the coolest things. And I'm not just saying this. That was one of the coolest things I've ever heard. I mean,
wow.
For you to go for that much effort to get all that in there, to rhyme it, the details about our careers, what we're doing, where we're
content
going.
Of the show.
I mean, that was amazing, man. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to have that. I'm going to play that for my wife. I'm going to play that for my parents. That is tremendous. Thank you.
Of course. So honestly, thank you truly for always being so supportive of me, all my shows, and I do mean it in earnest. You guys consistently always been one of the interviews I've looked forward to doing the most. You guys have always been super professional, researched, were like up on my Instagram, like just really like a great professional interview in the most fun setting, and I for one am gonna miss the hell out of y'all.
Oh man, that is tremendous, and we appreciate you and all you do to help to or have done to help the show, and been very open to coming in and the wee hours of the morning and sit in with us in studio, and congrats on your latest success with Secret Eats. Tell us a little bit about this show and how it came about.
All right, so Secret Eats is about hidden restaurants and off-menu dishes all over the world. We did one season domestic, one season international. We shot in 16 cities in 14 countries and 5 continents, and it's all about hidden restaurants and off-menu dishes. So if Man vs. Food was the places that locals loved and recognized, the iconic places, these are the places that even the locals might not know about. So a restaurant with a hidden entrance, a dish you need a password to get, or that only those in the know can find. And so they're bringing it back from the Cooking Channel starting the 9th, and they're doing two episode Tuesdays starting at 10 p.m. And it's really incredible places that you don't normally think of as eating destinations, but will blow you away.
Gio and Jones with the great Adam Richman across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Check out Secret Eats, airing on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And Adam really cares about the production of these shows. He really cares about how it looks and where he goes, and he's one of the best in the business when it comes to shows like this. Now, I saw you post a couple of things you mentioned now. We're up on your Instagram. I'm always following you. And you posted a couple of Throwback Thursdays from the Man vs. Food days, and you saw the response was just overwhelming, so you ended up doing it again. So, that has to feel so good to have that in the past of your career and know that you did that so well and have people still respond to that. What is that like when you see all those people? Because it's been a few years now. I mean, you know, to see the people still hold on to those shows and still care so much about them.
It's humbling, and it's a big wake-up call in terms of, like, the responsibility that I have, because I couldn't afford cable till I got on cable, and the fact that people were willing to invest 22 and a half minutes with my punk ass every Wednesday back in the day, when there was, like, literally 900-plus other channels, that there's, like, you have to step up your game to be viable, and especially because it's been so long that these restaurants are still flourishing. These mom-and-pop restaurants have been doing well as a result. It's really humbling, and it's one of those things that you just – gratitude has to be the attitude, and that's why, like, I'm so happy that my new show is getting Second Life on Cooking Channel, because, you know, when these shows do well, it's not just that Adam's career, but every restaurant does well. My camera guys, my sound guys get work because we get to make more of them. So it's a really special thing when people believe in a show, and to have been part of it a couple times is a big honor.
Got staying power, my friend. Now, Secret Eats reminds me of a place in Austin, Torchy's, which has just some dynamite breakfast tacos and just tacos.
At a gas station.
Yeah, Torchy's is unbelievable, man. And they have this secret menu that a lot of people are not aware of. And you ask for that bad boy, and you get some unbelievable cuisine. So how many, all these restaurants you have charted, how many actually have a secret menu? Or are they just not well-known by the locals?
Tons. In fact, we filmed in Austin. They aired. Austin was such a popular episode. It was like on demand. Like, they ordered it again. But we found places like Frank in downtown Austin or Casino El Camino on 6th.
Yep.
That has like an off-the-menu burger. Frank has a whole secret menu. There's a, on Brazos, there is a former firehouse that's now a youth hostel that has a hidden speakeasy in it with a whole secret menu attached to it. So there's actually quite a few more, and everyone's like, well, if they show it on your show, how secret is it? And these restaurants are able to pivot and do either a different entrance, or like there's a place in Atlanta where the secret menu is only available Fridays and Saturdays, and only if you sit in one of 6 stools at the bar. It's crazy. They all have their little gimmicks, and it's really kind of fascinating how they tweak them and alter them to keep the locals as interested as the travelers.
Gio and Jones with Adam Richman. And one of the things I've always said about watching you on these shows that I find you different than the other guys is the performance that you have. Because, it, of course, going to the right places, featuring the right places, and the food is one thing. But it's also the entertainment value of the host. You don't usually get that to your level every time with these shows. The responsibility of that and the pressure that you have to deliver every time, what's that like when you're preparing for Secret Eats or anything else that you're doing?
You know what the thing is? We literally, the production team, it's almost like a showdown. We pick a date. We're given the cities, in this case, by the network, because they wanted us to have you know, certain episodes in cities that the market, you know, that they just acquired channels in that market. So we ended up filming in places that perhaps I might not have chosen, like Moscow, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, things like this. So then Warsaw. So what we had done was we each did research, me and my other story producers, and literally it's like we sit there like a showdown trying to out-hidden each other, going like, all right, I got a place where the door is actually a mail slot, and it's only open on Wednesdays from 2 to 4, and you can get a hamburger. And like someone else is like, I got a place where the pasta is actually served to you through a hole in the wall, but only during the lunar eclipse. You know, like, and everyone's trying to like out-cool each other. And then you eventually try to find four awesome places, four dishes that are representative of that city and still make a good episode.
So what are some of the more unique spots that you were able to find?
Oh, my God. In Singapore, for example, there's an awesome bar speakeasy thing in the back of a parking deck behind a movie theater. And these guys bought a bunch of the spots in this one overhang. And they made an arrangement with this movie theater where they gave them a chef and they have these treats cooked. And the waitresses walk through the parking deck to bring you your food. But it's amazing and remarkable. There's a place in London that masks as a detective agency. And all there is one door in a really nondescript neighborhood. You go down and you have to call them with a case and you have to play along. And eventually, whatever case you have, they will eventually pull a lever and a secret wall opens, and then they have a hidden menu at that place. It's kind of amazing. In Warsaw, there's a government-owned pencil factory, and you have to go through these guarded areas and show your passport, and in the very back of it is like the best dairy and pizza restaurant I've ever seen. So there's quite a few like remarkable little hidden things that I've found that are like in very unusual spots.
Check out Secret Eats. It'll be on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Adam Richman, once again, we can't thank you enough for writing that poem and reading it to us on the air. That was one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
No, of course. Thank you guys again for always being so kind. And wherever the road leads, man, just know I get your back 100%. And thank you so much for letting me be part of your story, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.